Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This morning on the third hour of Today, going green? Venice's famed Grand Canal mysteriously turning a bright fluorescent green.
Like Hulk, the Avenger, the superhero.
It was the color of the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
And no one knows why. We're live in Italy with a colorful investigation. Then in our series, Money Made Easy, some easy saving strategies and what you can do with 100 bucks. Plus, we're going to heat things up with Rutledge Wood, the host of Floor is Lava. And he's here talking Hot Wheels and bringing tiny dream cars to life. And in Today's Food, bringing a taste of Italy home tonight, how we can whip up an authentic dinner and dessert that'll wow our guests. Today, Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning and welcome to the third hour of Today.
We're all together.
And
Yay.
Looking back.
Good to see you guys.
It's about time. Well, you know what, though? Just a couple of weeks removed from surgery.
Well, today's 3 weeks.
A few weeks.
It should have been two. No, I'm kidding.
You look good. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good. Look, this was a much more involved operation because they were taking out a knee and then putting a knee back in, put some other stuff in. But that said, it's coming along well. And
what did you do with your old knee?
I'm putting it on eBay.
Yeah.
Did you want to buy it too?
No, I don't.
You wouldn't want to see it?
No, I don't want to see that.
I'd be curious.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Why not?
No.
That's been
in there like, what, 22 years?
It's 22 years. It's not.
Yeah, nobody
you don't
wants
want
to see
they
that.
They had to go in and chip it out and fun stuff. So
it's good to have you back.
Yeah, there you go.
How was your Memorial Day?
You know, I was feeling good enough. We went out just to kind of hung out. We went out to dinner. We did some boating.
That picture of you and Deborah on the boat this weekend.
We had a barbecue.
Oh, nice.
Courtney, who is 7.5 months pregnant now.
Wow.
She did the sides. I did the meats and stuff. And we just had a good time.
Oh, that looks delicious.
It does. That's my hashtag goals picture.
Just had a good time. What's the name of your boat?
Sorry.
We don't have a name.
What?
I don't have a name.
You have
I feel
to
like
name
it should
your
be
boat.
Like SS Roker.
Das Boot.
Yeah,
no,
I think you are supposed to name
You're
a boat.
You're supposed to name a boat.
Yeah,
sorry, I interrupted.
What were you going to say?
Nick went to go shoot some baskets, and all of a sudden we noticed, he said, Dad, if you on the backboard in the driveway, in the back, a robin set up a nest.
Oh.
So we don't know if there are eggs in there or not.
Did he still
play? No, he didn't.
Okay, good.
I bet you that meme
startled it.
So that was kind of nice.
That's sweet.
You should name your boat Robin.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
How was your weekend?
It was great. The weather, I mean, it was the most beautiful stretch of weather in the Northeast.
There's never been I can't remember, Memorial Day where 3 days.
Three full days.
Was that Hoda?
That's Hoda with her two kids. Rusty had his first lollipop.
All right.
Which was just
ever.
His first, he didn't know what to do with it. It fell out of his mouth many times. So, we live out near Hoda, so Haley comes over all the time. They yell over the fence, hey, Calvin, what are you doing?
That's
I'm playing. Want to come over?
That's cute. Really, and you're like the mom that like makes sandwiches and stuff. You probably like cut it in squares.
I do feed my kids, yes.
Well, that's isn't that kind of a minimum? That is.
We lowered the bar.
Wow, you're an amazing mom. You made sandwiches.
I'm like, you want to order pizza? Dylan would like cut stuff.
Yeah, you see Chanel's kids hanging around the prepared meats area in CVS.
I send my kids to Dylan's house, and then Dylan,
What about you,
sandwiches in China.
Did your children eat?
They did. My children ate. They ate many times. Child Protective Services, stay away.
The parade.
We walked down parade yesterday because Sibby is a daisy. So the daisies walked, and Dell walked as part of his soccer team.
That's so cute.
And I had to walk with him because the adults have to supervise the children.
Sure.
Right? And then we got our nails done together.
Nice.
Sibby went red, white, and blue.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. So
wow, that's
fun.
Really
Lindsay nice was little a, family weekend.
It was, but Lindsay was traveling for the Indy 500.
Oh, that's right. How did that go?
Which was an awesome.
It was a great race.
Finish.
It was a great
Elio
race.
Cachinevis.
He did not win. No.
He did not.
No, but I'm impressed that you knew a driver.
Well, he's like a friend of the third hour.
That's right. He comes on
all the time.
Yes. Yes,
how was your week? This is a beautiful dress, by the way.
Oh, thank you. The place, I'll promote them, but they closed.
Okay, moving on. How was your weekend?
So you know what?
Oh,
so we went
that.
To the African American Museum this weekend.
That's right.
And my kids had never been before. They said they've been to a lot of museums here. They were with their cousins from out of town. And they're all from D.C. and Detroit. And I think it's so good for family members to be together and cousins. Mm-hmm. And I snapped that picture of Claire because she was just in awe.
Yeah.
So anyway, shout out to the African American Museum in D.C.,
beautiful.
The Smithsonian. It is a beautiful, you could spend days
you
there.
Can. Absolutely. So. And the great thing about cousins, it's like having brothers and sisters without
yes.
the baggage.
100%.
Cousins
fun.
Are the best.
Yes. And our cousins, we've noticed, we as adults, we're really good friends, but our kids don't know each other as well mm-hmm. because we live in all different
Everybody's
places.
All spread
so
out.
We all promised each other that we'd be more, you talk about this
yes.
all the time, more intentional about making sure the kids are closer.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. great.
So, family should get together.
So hopefully,
weddings and funerals.
You had a decent week. Exactly.
Yeah, and in fact, this Memorial Day weekend for our folks who were in town, it coincided with a photographic
yes.
phenomenon that a lot of folks have come to call Manhattanhenge. That's when the sunset lines up perfectly with Manhattan's street grid and makes for incredible
so
photos
pretty.
And just to watch. Happens about twice a year. This is going to take place again tonight, and then you'll have another chance to see it again in July.
And it's also even more beautiful because of the debris we have in the air with
That's
the
right.
wildfires.
Yep.
So it makes this gorgeous
That's
glowing
right.
red sunset.
Yeah, we're going to have a real haze today because of those wildfires
really?
In Nova Scotia.
I saw, oh, wow.
I love it when you guys get all weathery.
I know. I'm like, I didn't know that's why, but it was beautiful. Stephanie Rule posted a picture on her social media with her kids in front of it, and you could see almost like the sun's rays
yes.
on top of their heads. People had also
looks like the scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark in the sun.
Has the Manhattanhenge been around for years? Because
I'd never heard of it.
A couple years ago I started.
No, it's been around. I think social media has kind of pushed
right.
it,
exactly.
pushed it up. But
and
nobody gave it a name.
So, yeah.
But yeah, it's spectacular.
It is beautiful.
Okay. Well, now to a different kind of phenomenon that no one can really explain: a mystery in the water in Venice, Italy. That's right. The famous Grand Canal turned bright. Look at this. It turned bright green this weekend. So what's up with this? NBC chief international correspondent.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? That should be a segment.
That was
what's
a
up
segment.
With that?
That was
when
SNL was it?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Hi, Keir.
What's up with that, Keir?
Yeah, they said, listen, we need you to get to Venice, Italy. I said, only if it's a really, really big story. They said, someone's put dye in the water. I said, I'm there. And listen, there is a big investigation here, a police investigation. They're searching through the CCTV. And as you can see, this is a big assignment. You can see we have a second camera up on the bridge. You can see the dye has gone from the water, making this an even harder assignment. You know, guys, life is really tough here.
The fluorescent green appeared suddenly on Sunday in Venice's world-renowned Grand Canal. Soon, images began appearing on social media, filmed by tourists here to enjoy the picture postcard views of a city famed for its beauty, stunned by the unexplained, brightly colored stain in the water. We arrived early this morning.
Yes, it's green all in this area.
Our water taxi captain, Niccolo, had seen the strange green wash.
You like Hulk, the Avengers? The super
it was hero. The color of
it's
the incredible
same color.
Hulk.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the water in Venice, that
no,
color?
Never.
Now there's a police investigation and wild speculation.
We just came under the Rialto Bridge. This is where that green stain was. It's disappeared. Its appearance in the water, still a mystery.
Officials say the green color was caused by a harmless chemical, fluorescein.
It seemed like there was so much of it. Does that suggest someone did it deliberately?
The investigations are looking everywhere. The head of Venice's prefecture told us all hypotheses are open. In 1968, an artist with an environmental message threw green dye into the canal. And this month, climate activists turned Rome's Trevi Fountain black. In Milan, they threw paint at a statue. And in 2022, oil activists threw soup at a Van Gogh masterpiece.
For me, it's the activist.
Jonathan and Whitney from Seattle are in Venice for their 10th wedding anniversary.
Well, Chicago, they pour green in the river purposely to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
But it's not St. Patrick's Day.
It's not, no.
For years, Venice has been assaulted by floods, while during COVID, it was a ghost town. The water so clean, jellyfish appeared. But nothing like this has been seen for decades. And so far, there's no explanation.
And this chemical, guys, it could have been an accident, because this chemical is used to find holes in pipes by plumbers and folks like that. So maybe it just accidentally spilled into the water. One official suggesting to us that it could have reacted with the sunshine, and there is quite a lot of sunshine. And that way kind of seemed like it was a lot more than it was. And I'm trying to figure out if I can just keep talking so I can fill time so Al Roker hasn't got time to tease me remorselessly.
No,
but I think I'm fading, right?
Here we tease because we love and we're jealous. Because but most importantly, are the Negronis still the right color?
Yeah, the current Negronis are really good. And I'm going to go and have one as soon as I'm done with you guys. Yeah. And a nice Italian lunch. And can I just keep on piling it on and try and make you
so
feel more jealous? I don't
you
know. I
mean, here.
You know,
it
that's my
beautiful.
Best repose.
You wear it well
given,
here.
Given that you also cover a lot of places
really
in Europe that are not fun
exactly.
to go to.
Exactly. You deserve it.
You deserve the blue dog every night, I believe.
All right. See you soon.
Get back to London.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you, Al.
All right,
okay.
Well, now to an exciting announcement.
Again? You're pregnant again?
God, don't even put that out there.
You said an exciting announcement.
There are other exciting announcements.
Oh, okay.
Those announcements are done.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe you are still figuring out your summer vacation plans. We are here to help.
Oh, there we go. It's official now. With today's Super Summer Getaway, we are going to send one lucky fan and up to three guests to Universal Studios Hollywood to experience the new Super Nintendo World. It's open now.
My mind was just blown. The characters, Mario and Luigi, their eyes blank. That's
amazing. Yeah, this is,
I've never seen that before.
Up the ante.
For all the details, head to today.com/getaway and enter for your chance to win Universal Studios Hollywood. It is part of our parent company, NBC Universal, and you also get a chance to put in for the lottery to name Dylan's next baby.
Oh, yay!
This is spiraling out of control.
Sarah.
Can we go to the Nintendo
really
World?
I really
want to
go.
So do I.
It's going to be cool.
Let's do that.
Did you buy
that.
The movie yet? My kids have watched it like six
we watched
times
it twice.
Since we've...
You know what else we saw over the weekend?
What?
I don't know if I can say it here.
Little Mermaid. How was it?
Oh, was it good?
It was good.
Lila
not as good as Super Mario Brothers, but it was good. Up next, our series, Money Made Easy. You don't need a lot of extra cash to make some smart investments. We're going to show you how far $100 can go. Seriously, you want to stick around for that. And then later in our series, Mind Matters, a man who is positively devoted to helping people live better lives, and his mindfulness message is earning him quite the celebrity following. The third hour of today, right back after this.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back now with our series, Money Made Easy. It's part of our collaboration with CNBC Select. So if you have a little extra cash laying around, maybe from a tax refund or a graduation gift, we are going to put it to good use. Mm-hmm. CNBC Select contributor Brittany Jones Cooper is here to show us all the ways we can use it. Brittany, good morning.
Yeah, good to be here.
Your first time on the Today
it
Show.
It is.
Yay.
Oh,
hi.
Hi, guys. Good to be here.
We'll make this as painless for you as possible.
We always do.
Can't guarantee that, but that's our intention. Not everyone has extra money at the end of the month after you pay all the bills.
Absolutely.
And everywhere your money needs to go. But if you have even just a little bit, what should we be doing with it?
Well, the first tip is really for everyone. You should save it. Most financial experts suggest that you have 3 to 6 months of expenses put into an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
So today you should look at your budget and start working towards that. But like you said, 6 months is a lot of money. Don't get overwhelmed. I say start with what you won't miss, whether that's $25, $50, or an extra $100 that you can put in a savings account each month. And the trick here is to make it a high yield savings account or one with a high APY. Do you know what APY stands for?
No.
Something yield.
Good. That's close. Annual percentage yield, which is essentially that interest that you're going to earn on that savings account every year.
Where do you find those savings accounts?
So I'm going to tell you. So right now, a lot of people have their money in a traditional savings account at their bank. Mm-hmm. And right there, the APY is only 0.4%.
Yeah. It's like, I got 13 cents.
Yeah. It's like not that much. Yeah. But there's a handful of online savings accounts offering 4% up to 5% APY, which means your money and savings will grow faster. Okay. So definitely look at a high yield savings account. And no matter what, put some money aside for a rainy day. You're always going to feel good you have it there, no matter how much it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Great.
So once you've done that, if you have a little bit left, let's talk about tackling your debt. We talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
It's people juggle between the debt and trying to save. So where do we start?
So you have that rainy day fund, and then you got to look at your debt. And there's this old adage that there's good debt and bad debt.
Sure.
We want to look at that bad debt first.
Okay.
And the one that trips a lot of us up is credit card debt.
I know.
Because those interest rates are insane. Right now, the average interest rate on a credit card is like 24%.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have an extra $100, make an extra payment on your credit card bill this month.
Knock it down.
And just start working down that balance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Another example of a bad debt would be like a payday loan.
Okay.
They also have high interest rates, but then they throw these fees on that keep you in a cycle of borrowing.
And you're
so try to avoid those.
All right.
But there are some decent debts or less problematic debt, something like your home mortgage, a student loan, or money you've taken out for a small business. That's good debt because you can pay it off over time. It's lower interest, and you're getting something at the end of it, right? Like a house. That's an asset. So keep that kind of
Sounds
debt.
Good. All right, tackle this first.
Yep.
Okay,
right,
so Brittany, you've started to pay down your debt. You started to start your savings. What's next?
This is a fun one. You get to invest it. Let me throw another acronym at you. Do you know what ETF stands for?
Something that ends with fund.
Good job, Al. It's an exchange-traded fund, and that's just a grouping of related assets, like technology stocks or precious minerals like gold. And you can invest in that, and that's usually considered like a low-risk, low-cost way to invest for the long term. And I say invest in what you like and what you're interested in. So I used to cover the travel industry, so I follow travel companies. So I invest in a travel ETF that just puts a whole bunch of travel stocks together. So it's really easy.
What's a robo-advisor?
So there's robo-advisors, too. So if you're interested in buying an ETF or investing in an ETF, there's a robo-advisor like Betterment, and you just tell them what you want to do, and each month they make the contribution for you. There's also an app like Robinhood where you can invest in ETF and individual stocks. So take that $100 and just have fun.
Play with
it. Yeah. A little party.
And Fundrise is also a one that you...
Absolutely.
A nice real estate ETF. So someone's watching or listening, and they're saying, you know what, Brittany, it's $100. I don't want to be responsible. I just want to have fun with my $100. What would you say to them?
I'll say I get it, but I think $100 is a really great amount to start practicing some of that. Those healthy financial habits.
Okay.
But I hear you.
Okay.
Use that $100 and just make your emotional well-being the best it can be.
Yes.
One way to do that, give it away. Donate it to your favorite charity that's tax deductible. You can also give it to a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe. Those are not tax deductible, but it feels good to give.
That's true.
You know who else you can give to?
The church.
Yourself.
Oh. I thought you were saying the church.
Yeah.
You can give to church too. That's important. But you can also give to yourself. Self-care is super important. So use that $100 to take the pottery class you've always wanted to take, right?
Church of you.
Church of me.
You.
The Church of Brittany. Or you can sign up for one of those online courses you've been wanting to take and learn a new skill so you can make more money.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself. And you know what? If you can't think of somewhere to give it, be like Drake, the rapper.
What does he say?
Just start handing it out.
Just start giving
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To folks on the street.
Buy somebody's coffee, fill up their gas tank.
Nice.
Those little random acts of kindness make us all richer. Absolutely.
Thank you,
Brittany. Brittany, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You did well. It was your first time.
Thank you so much, Craig.
Come back.
And we've learned about the
You know she did
Craig.
Well because Craig didn't move around.
That's true.
He was actually listening the whole time.
He was trying to behave for you.
Instead of free-range Craig. All right, for more information on all the financial tips she just shared, you can head to cnbc.com/select. And we should note that CNBC may get a commission for purchases made through links on our website.
All right, just ahead, the man behind a mindfulness movement, how he is helping people find peace and joy with some simple steps we can all learn from. And then later, Rutledge
is
here to tell us about his new show, turning Hot Wheels into some real-life cool cars. And wait until you see his sneakers. The third hour of today, we'll be back in just 60 seconds.
Greg's jealous.
This morning in our series, Mind Matters, a man who is devoted to helping people lead more intentional and purposeful lives. I had the chance to sit down with Case Kinney to learn how he changed his own mindset and is now passing it on.
I joke that I'm a man who shares his feelings for a living. That's my self-prescribed title.
For 35-year-old Chicago native Case Kinney, the key to mastering mindfulness is to talk about everything.
So how does one become a mindfulness author?
It was just kind of one of those points in life where I was like, it would be really unfortunate if I were to look back in 10, 20, 30 years and realize that I was doing things, dating people, working a career that really wasn't true to me in a sense.
So Kay started the New Mindset Who Dis podcast in 2018, a place where he could challenge himself to work out his day-to-day problems.
I realized what I was doing, which was I was practicing mindfulness. It, you know, kind of intimidated me, but it's basically just the art of being present and being judgment-free to yourself so that you could find clarity in some form.
As he kept posting, Case's listeners grew, and with the podcast now totaling over 30 million downloads, Case has since used his platform to challenge others to talk it out and put their own mental health at the top of the list.
I love the focus on mental health, conversations around mental health are having in culture. And I like seeing more men come around to it, so I'm excited a couple years from now just to see how many people are practicing their own form of mindfulness.
So the fact that it was so successful, did you expect that?
The fact that it resonated with so many people and continues to resonate with so many people really surprised me. But I think it speaks to the larger need in culture and society that I think a lot of people really want to do these things. They just don't necessarily know how to get started, and they need a relatable first step.
Wanting to provide folks with that first step, Case created guided journals with titles like Unbothered, But First Inner Peace, and even Single Is Your Superpower.
Journaling is so powerful because it's bringing a thought from your mind into your hand, into a pen on paper.
Your latest book is called That's Bold of You, about letting go of what you're not.
It came from a lot of the feedback from people who listen to my podcast, who have said basically something to the extent of, I feel like I'm too much, or I'm too difficult. So I called the book That's Bold of You because it's a bold thing to push back on the labels that have been given to us.
A few years ago, he also started posting his words of wisdom on Instagram.
I've kind of become known as the quote guy. So I've just realized that there's power in writing these silly little quotes, putting them up around Chicago or Miami or New York, and just reminding people of these things that we intuitively know, but maybe hearing it in a different way, maybe hearing it said in a slightly different version. That's what makes it click.
And they've clicked with more than 480,000 followers, including the likes of Lucy Hale, Hailey Bieber, and Viola Davis.
I'm also impressed with like how creative you are. I'm like, oh, a coffee cup. That's a good place for a quote, like just right there.
So I was like, what are things that we touch and feel? So I started writing on coffee cups. And then I was like, well, yeah, I've got more to say, so I need a little more surface area, so I started doing paper.
But for Case, the biggest reward is making a difference in the lives of others.
People have said that my words changed their life or helped them get out of an unhealthy relationship or find their soulmate or just be happier, which, of course, I can't take credit for. You know, they're the ones doing it. But hearing things like that is just so powerful. And I think that is just an amazing thing to witness.
They're teasing me because Case's eyes are so piercing.
Hypnotic.
No, we're not teasing you for that. It's this. Okay.
Will you pay attention, Case, with those eyes?
I was laughing at the giggle.
Can I tell you about Case?
Say, Case.
I can't. Can I tell you about Case's podcast?
It's so good having him back.
Case, I apologize, but his podcast has been ranked in the top 100 mental health and health and fitness shows. And he recently, you may see him, signed with SiriusXM for an exclusive distribution.
Oh, we might run over to an ad.
Oh, guess what? When we do Off the Rails, you might see Case.
I can't even.
Things could go off the rails.
He also collaborated with Andy Grammer on a special episode that pairs dance music with mindfulness.
Tell us more about Case now.
He has affirmations.
Tell us more.
All these things.
Wow. Can you be mindful and dreamy at the same time?
He is dreamy. Those
eyes. I don't know.
We're coming up.
Case, I enjoyed our
buddy, Rutledge Wood, dreamy in his own way, here to share
his
hot new show that turns tiny wheels into real-life dream cars. Third hour of today, right back. Okay. Oh, start your engines because we are revved up for our next guest.
Rutledge Wood burst onto the scene as one of the most famous voices in NASCAR, covering the sport for more than 10 seasons.
He went on to be the face of some hits, including the game show Flora's Lava.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, guess what? Rutledge is now back in the driver's seat as the host of NBC's newest competition show, Hot Wheels Ultimate Challenge. This is where Hot Wheels superfans can turn nostalgic cars into actually the ride, the real ride of their dreams.
Okay.
That's fun.
All right. And we're shocked that there's actually a show on NBC that Terry Crews is not on. odds are he's on this one too. Rutledge, good to see you.
Hi. So great to be here, y'all. Thanks for having me.
So how young were you when you got into this love of cars? Because you come by this naturally.
Absolutely. You know, I think honestly, Hot Wheels, that's the first memory that I have of playing with cars. That was my go-kart. My grandparents got me, my sister Jenny. I was probably 7 or 8 there. So, you know, Hot Wheels sitting in Alabama on my quilt, like playing, I had a little like street grid I made. I had a garage, and I told myself, one day I'll have a different car for every day of the week. I started, I'd customize them. I'd get my mom's paint pens, right? My mom's an artist, so I'd go and color them and make all these different things. And it turns out that's what I do as an adult. So it's been this through line my whole life, but now to get to do this and share that joy and help other people make their dreams come true, it's unbelievable.
That's pretty cool. Well, the show looks fantastic, and there looks like a couple points where you get a little emotional watching these contestants bring their dreams to life. What is it about the show that made you so emotional?
Well, you know, I got 3 daughters. I'm one of those, I'm at that stage in my life where like a good insurance commercial, I'll cry.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, at one point I looked over and I was like, oh my gosh, Terry Crews is crying. And then I looked at the other guy, I was like, he's crying. Wait, I'm crying. What just happened here? I thought we were making a car show. It turns out we're making a show about people and what connects us and what
memories.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, for cars here in the U.S., what that represents to so many of us is this idea of freedom and getting to be whoever you want to be and go wherever you want to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea a show like this could have so much emotion.
That's
though,
great. Truly. My dad's a mechanic. I grew up like just sitting there watching him do things to the cars, and I would just sit there and eat my Cheerios. And so, I mean, like, there's those emotional attachments you get. But there's one story that actually stood out to you.
Absolutely. You know, we had people from all over, and really that's what makes it so special, that they'll come and share and be vulnerable with us. There's an amazing woman named Arushi. Her family grew up in India, and they talked about so much. The first vehicle her family ever had was this Maruti Suzuki Omni van. Now, I have this same van, but in right-hand drive, a Japanese version, at home that I had imported. And she was talking about when she would sit in the car, she always wanted to make sure that she could sit where her dad could catch her eye. And I immediately, I hope I don't cry now, I started thinking about my youngest daughter, Hattie. You know, we've got Millie and Elsie too, but Hattie does that same thing. Like, she wants to be there and start those memories with you. And then to see Arushi share the way that she did and talk about India, and she created what they called the Jaipur Jewel. And you learn so much about her family, her heritage, her father, who we lost to cancer. But it just, it what a beautiful thing to have this tribute in this life-size version of a Hot Wheels.
Cool. You know what's beautiful about this show, and we can bring these out. Kids love it and adults love it.
Gerard, you got to make the noise.
There are these kids. Dylan and I are, I know actually one of my kids did it. The twins did it together. But it was difficult. You had to like soak the decals in water.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was.
This
it was
is amazing. Okay, I'm trying to get. So whose is whose?
Well, it's interesting. Well, my kids picked 3 because 3 is my favorite number. So there's a 3 on the top of mine.
Perfect. 3 for Dale. That's what we say in NASCAR.
We had numbers picked out and then we lost them.
Did Brian help? I noticed your husband,
Brian. It would
Brian,
look better if Brian.
Who's one of my favorite people on the planet. I noticed the racing stripes here. They start straight and then they sort of.
It was hard,
they
guys.
They veer off a little
they
bit.
They veer
it
off.
It looks like they were just
that
stickers,
was my 6-year-old, not Brian, but thanks, sir.
Craig, where's yours?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Lindsay was traveling for work. And I took him out.
You didn't
to
bring
do
your
it,
homework.
And I was like, this is going to be too much.
It was hard.
All right.
So what's funny is we had 4 options and we both picked the same color car.
I know. There were a lot of cars.
I mean, first off, it's a hot rod station wagon. So I think y'all did an amazing job. Both use flames. You know, Hot Wheels are one of those things that's funny. You can't necessarily describe what makes a Hot Wheels, but you know what it feels like. It just encompasses so many.
It's a Hot Wheels.
Yes. That's right. You look at it and go,
you
that's
put
a
your
Hot
dreams
Wheels.
Rutledge,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
And looking forward to tonight. Hot Wheels Ultimate Challenge premiering tonight, 10. Right here on NBC.
It's going to be a great show.
I love you.
Still to come here this morning, a taste of Italy in Today Food. We're going to show you how to make a feast for your family tonight. First up, magician and puzzle maker David Kwong. He is here to blow our minds.
Which isn't that the hard.
He's going to share some new tricks. And he's going to tell us all about his brand new show. We cannot wait.
Ooh, look at that.
He's already doing it. He's already blowing minds. Third hour today, right back out.
Already blowing minds.
It is a magical morning, and not just because Al is back. Our next guest is a magician and New York Times puzzle constructor.
David Kwong is also the mastermind behind some of Hollywood's coolest tricks.
He advised on films like Now You See Me and the animated movie The Bad Guy.
Well, now, David has a new show. It's coming up at the Kennedy Center, and of course, he's got a trick up his sleeve. Good to see you, David.
Thank you so much for having me. Please come down to Washington, D.C. if you want to have your minds blown.
Yes. Absolutely.
There's magic and puzzles and code breaking, even a nerdy love story.
Oh,
something for everybody.
Is it for the whole family?
It's for the whole family.
Okay. What's the show called?
It's called The Enigmatist.
The Enigmatist.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And because I love puzzles and all magic tricks are puzzles, I'm going to play a mind game with you this morning.
Do it.
A mind game.
Okay.
All right.
Excited.
Here's what we're playing with: a bowl full of quarters, some magic wands. I'll come back to this in just a little bit.
Okay.
Sleight of hand, and the most important piece of the puzzle, your mind.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh. Okay, here's how it starts. With the first three of you, please grab a quarter out of the bowl. You can pass it down and hand it to me. Dig in there, grab one, two. Oh, okay, you're gonna pick for all three people, Al? That's fine.
I guess so.
And you can hold on to the bowl, Dylan, you can hold on to it. I'll take your quarters. I'll use you in just a little bit.
Do I need to look at it or anything?
Oh, I only need three. Just toss one back in. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yep, very good. We'll get to that in just a little bit.
Okay.
Do I have three?
Yeah.
Did you put one back in?
Put one back in.
Okay, Dylan, you can hold on to the rest. I'll use you in just a little bit, okay? Now, I want you all to know that there's going to be no funny business during all of this. This is going to be, there's no, like, no wires, no holograms, just three quarters.
Three quarters.
And your mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to hold these up for everybody to see. You can watch this. Hmm. Now, watch carefully. Just use your mind. Imagine that I take one quarter, and you can picture that I rub it, and it turns to nothing.
Mm. What'd you do with it?
Ooh, yeah, see? I think his brain just broke into 1,000 little pieces.
No, wait,
that doesn't take much.
Yeah. All right, now I promised you something with a magic wand.
Okay.
Yes, magic wand.
Okay.
And if I give this a little wave, look at this, one coin just vanishes.
Would you do that?
Right. Okay. For the third one, again, I want you to use your mind only. Use your mind. Picture the coin. Mm-hmm. Picture the coin getting tossed into the air, and it never comes down.
Where did it go?
Wow.
I do it
all
now.
Three
do
quarters.
I'll do it now.
Did they end up back in
all
my bowl?
All three quarters, my friends. Look at this. They appear underneath the Today Show mug. All right. Al, can you spread those out for me, please?
Okay.
Dylan, your moment of truth. Grab any quarter you want. Really dig down in there.
Okay.
And grab a quarter, throw it on the table. Craig, I think you were inspecting before. Check out the state that you chose. Check out the state. I have here a magnifying glass. Where is it?
Oh, this is the one.
Here.
The one.
Okay. Check it out. Go ahead. Chanel, look at the state that you chose. Pick up a state. If you can see one with your eye, my eyes are going bad too, so magnifying glass, that helps. What do you got there? I see a lighthouse.
That's
what is
Maine.
That? That's Maine. Look, I have four images here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Maine. Ooh. What else
but
do we
I
have
just
there?
Picked that one
what
out.
What do we have? Hold on a sec. What else do we have here?
Is that North Carolina?
Oh, look at
North
this. Canada. That's
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Yeah. We got a peach there, right? You see a peach there?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's Georgia, the peach
state.
Right. And we have, look at this.
Or in your case, Chanel, that's South Carolina.
The last one is, see those lakes?
Yeah.
That is Michigan, the Great Lake State. But wait, little pop quiz.
Okay.
Little pop quiz. Who can tell me one of the state abbreviations?
M-E.
Yes, and look at this. I have the letters M and E.
No
can anyone
way.
Tell me North Dakota?
Indeed.
It is indeed N-D. What about Georgia?
G-A.
G-A. And my friends, Michigan?
M-I.
I told you we'd play
mind
game. See, somehow your brain, your mind, controlled your arm, controlled your hands, controlled your fingers, allowing you to choose just these very quarters that I needed. But I'm going to take it one step further.
Mind
are you ready? Yes,
crazy.
Mind
game. That is so cool.
One step further. Check this out. I'm going to take these letters, all right? And if I give them a little bit of a mix, a little bit of a mix like this, and if I remove a couple of them, I'll get rid of this, I'll get rid of this. Hmm. I remember, all magic tricks are puzzles, my friends.
Yes.
I can spell E-N-I-G-H-T.
G-M-A. That's
Enigma.
Yes.
That's why you're the Enigma
test. That is why. Please join me at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. to have your minds blown.
Woo!
That was really cool.
I'm like processing. I'm like trying to process.
From June 6th to July
6th. That's going to be a great show.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now this is all I'm going to think about for the rest of the
day.
All right, coming up next, we have another mystery to solve. What to make for dinner and dessert with an Italian-style edition of Today Food. We'll be right back.
If you ever needed to be persuaded that bad things can happen anywhere, then take a journey with us.
From compelling mysteries to in-depth investigations, our Dateline episodes are available as podcasts.
Follow Dateline NBC now to get new episodes every Tuesday. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com.
Great storytelling with a twist from the true crime original.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our favorite time of the morning. We're back with Today Food, and we are cooking up an Italian classic and dessert, too. Joe Isidori is a Michelin-starred chef, restaurateur, and author. His latest venture is Arthur & Sons, the buzzworthy New York City-based restaurant serving up old-school Italian-American classics. Joe, good morning.
What's going on?
How are you?
I mean, this is the food we all love to eat, so why not make it just absolutely delicious?
Listen, I made a decision a long time ago. Meatballs for life. Chicken parm pays the bill.
100%, yes.
The Isidori family's been slinging chicken parm and penne alla vodka since 1954.
That's all we
and
want.
I'm here to continue the tradition. Yeah. Why stop now?
Oh, look at that.
That's my old man right there. There he is.
Oh, that's great.
That's off the old block.
You know your stuff.
Oh, he was big and loud. I'm quiet. But one of his favorite dishes to make was chicken with artichokes.
Okay.
This is a dish that it was paid an homage to my sister, and we call it chicken a la Christina.
Oh, that's nice.
With a K, not a C, folks. You'll get pissed off if I spell it the wrong way.
So let's do it.
All right, so we're going to get started with some chicken scallopini. Someone season those
that's
up for
you,
me.
Greg. Scallopini all right. is just like thin cut.
Thin
right?
chicken cutlet.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Just throw it in there. I'll do a little.
Both sides.
I'll do a little pepper. All right.
There we go.
So we've got that. We're gonna cook those until nice and golden brown on both sides.
Okay.
Once we've got that going, we're gonna start to prepare our artichokes. Now,
they're
artichokes. They're not intimidating. They're easy peasy.
Okay.
Canned artichokes.
Okay.
Yes. Much easier. Do not buy the marinated.
Okay.
By the plane, which we have here.
They come out of the can like this.
Yes, they come out like this. They're long stem artichokes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to slice them in half, and then we're going to add them to our pan over here, which we have shallot and garlic.
That's a lot of
just
garlic.
Just shallot and garlic. But now we're going to, Al, why don't you add some white wine to this?
Mm.
All right. Dylan, add some cream to it.
Okay.
We're going to start bringing
and
the whole thing together.
Right.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it. You need lots of cream. Lots of cream. It's
there
a white wine cream sauce, which helps make it a little bit lighter and not so heavy.
Right, exactly.
If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you, too. But anyway, so we have our finished dish over here, which has the chicken scallopini, the artichokes, the shallots, the garlic, the white wine, the cream. And we're going to add a little bit of roasted garlic, which is like candy.
Yeah.
So we slice it thin, and we cook it slow in olive oil.
Okay.
And it kind of becomes like a candied garlic confit.
Right.
Mm. We're going to add some lemon segments.
Ooh.
And then
the last trick is a little lemon zest.
Oh, brightening.
All right. We're going to brighten it up.
Joe.
Oh,
parsley, basil.
I can't wait.
Parmesan, Reggiano. And voila. Mm. We have chicken a la Christina.
Mm. Oh.
See, that's the reaction I was looking for.
This sauce is so delicious.
It's beautiful.
You can put the sauce on anything.
Anything. Pasta. You can use veal. You can use turkey. You can use any kind of protein. Believe it or not, you can even do it with shrimp.
Oh,
yes.
That would be good.
Great, great.
Shrimp sauce.
Yeah, shrimp over fettuccine. Perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is a special cobbler.
Oh.
We got a little trick on this one.
Okay.
This is strawberry rhubarb cobbler with an oatmeal raisin cookie crust.
Oh, my God.
The crust is the trick.
Okay.
You can make it with any fruit. as long as you use the cookie crust. Top it with ice cream. Man, today we have pistachio ice cream because it's our favorite at Arthur and Sons. God. We make homemade spumoni every day at Arthur and Sons.
Oh my goodness gracious!
And today we're serving it on top of our strawberry rhubarb cobbler.
What's a cobbler? A cobbler has no crust.
It's fruit with a cookie on top.
Okay.
That's it. It's easy peasy.
The crust is everything you need.
Oh my gosh.
That's all it's about.
It's all about the crust, baby. That's it. And folks, as we always like to say at Arthur and Sons, guess what?
What?
Now we can eat.
No.
So.
Pistachio ice cream. This
amazing.
Is amazing.
Amazing.
So I see why you guys have been around so long.
Yeah, you know, not too shabby.
That's proud.
Around for another 20 years, hopefully.
Oh, my, absolutely. Yes. And beyond.
Thanks so much.
For these recipes.
Thank you. Thank you.
AttentionToday.com/food. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. This is amazing.
There's a cookie on top.
In season two.
The cookie is the bomb.
Well, it was Case for Chanel. Tomorrow, it's Craig's turn. Third hour today, Kelly Rowland.
There you go. Something for everyone. Coming up on Hoda and Jenna today, Channing Tatum.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Great day.
Great day, y'all. Dreaming.